That sounds like he's checking to be to see if he's pregnant. Sounds like he's getting a sonogram.
Oh, the heart?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. That was a food baby.
Ew. I don't even think his body allows a food baby to be developed. Like, I think it's instant flush out. Like,
oh, really?
Instant abortion.
Oh, that's awesome. I wish.
Because he takes a lot of fiber. Ugh. And if you need to know how much fiber you need to take, call and ask McFadden.
Oh, I know. I know, girl. I got IBS. I know.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
That sounds like Big Fatty.
Oh, I know.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2054 of the BFO for Two I Say Tuesday, the 8th of December. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I gotta finish telling you about the weekend. Plus, there was something in the Villa mailbox. Hello, try again us. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I'll tell you what that means. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you were try again us because, you know, yesterday you were Nestas, and I said, I'll tell you what that's all about a little bit later. And y'all, I never told you. So we're going to try again today. Yes, Big Fatty, I think you'll be successful today. Let's hope so. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we're over here at the Mexican calendar, and there's a picture of Santa Claus, and there's a little reindeer above his head, and it says, what does that say? That says, Cuando ante mis ojos maravillados apareció un Trinco en miniatura y ocho pequeños reños. And y'all, something about a sleigh and eight tiny reindeer. Big Fatty, I am just so impressed with your Mexican. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, yesterday I told you that I'd gotten a notice that I had a package coming today, and y'all, sure enough, y'all, there were two packages delivered today. Big Fatty, can I help open and squeaky kitty? No, I think these are addressed to me. Let me just say, yeah, that's addressed to me. Okay. And y'all, the first one's in an envelope. Let's just see what it is here. Yes, Big Fatty, this is exciting. And let's just take a look here. Oh, Big Fatty, look! Dear Gussie, it is from that Moose Pea. Big Fatty, we love Moose Pea. It says, congratulations on receiving your Total Wine and More gift card. We truly appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you. Big Fatty, maybe you can sell the handles now that they're in demand again. It says, to Big Fatty from Moose, Merry Crema, hope you have a happy holiday. Moose, you are just the sweetest thing. Big Fatty, he is the sweetest thing. Needless to say, that will be used, yes, Big Fatty, it'll be used to the fullest extent of the law. It will. And y'all, the other package is from the Tajay. And y'all, I don't have any idea what this is either. Big Fatty, neither do we. So let's just open it up right now. Yes, Big Betty, this is exciting. And it says, hello. What is this? This is from... Yo, this is from a straight boyfriend, straight Bob. Big Betty. It is straight Bob. Let's just see what we got here. Big Betty. Oh, look. Oh, y'all, it is... It is, Big Betty, it's panties! No, it's not panties, it's, hang on, let me get it out of the bag. Big Betty, this is exciting! It is like, lounge pants, and, Snoopy Dog, and Charlie Brown on it. Big Betty, those are lovely. I bet they're just my size. Well, that is the sweetest thing. When I'm not in my nasty pig union suit, I'll be wearing my peanut. Well, Big Betty, don't pee in your peanuts pants. No, I won't. Straight Bob and Moose, y'all are just too sweet to do that. I just don't know what to say other than thank you for calling.
It's Christmas content contest month. It's Christmas content contest month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call the BFO to leave a message for content for December. And maybe write something on the website. And maybe use that special word for an extra point to keep Kathy Bacon happy. It's Christmas content contest month. Let's call.
Yes, and
Woodhaven.
Y'all, that of course is Digger, and Digger, thank you so much for the introduction, and we're gonna play a few little calls today and read a couple of comments from over there at the www. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Scott the Sitter. You know, Sitter69 on the Twitters, host of the Sitter Sure podcast. It's December 2nd, and I'm making my daily call. Hey, I started rehearsal for Heather's the Musical today. That's my next show after Cats. Actually, my next show after Cats is a 50s and 60s rock and roll review for 2 weeks. But at the end, it's just a rock and roll review. It's not theater. Not that Cats is theater, though I do. But then I'm doing Heather's the Musical, and I get to play Kurt's dad, and I get to sing I Love My Dead Gay Son, which is very funny because I'm homosexual. Yeah, so I hope this is appeases Kathy Bacon's choice of content for the day. I don't think I said rabbit to you on the phone yesterday. I Twittered it. I Twittered it almost every first of the month. I love rabbit. And I have friends who favorite my rabbit tweets. And I'm like, okay, sure. So, okay. Poodle McNoodle,
hi.
I hope you're wearing some sexy underwear today. You should be, because it's sexy underwear day.
It's granny panties.
I just made that shit up.
No.
And Conscience, so good to hear from you, too.
Oh, no,
right.
He's not here.
This is Sater.
No.
Catch you later.
Oh, okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. No Conscience.
Woodhaven.
Oh, Big Betty. Why did he talk to the conscience?
I don't know. He's confused. He's just confused. But, Seda, thank you so much for the call and the content. Big Betty, I don't understand how he has any time to call with all of his horse feathers and kitty cats and singing. You know that song about singing about your dead gay son? That's a real toe tapper, Big Betty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Jimmy Bear. So this guy goes into a restaurant for Christmas breakfast while in his hometown for the holidays. After looking over the menu, he says, I'll just have the Eggs Benedict. His order comes a while later, and it's served on a big, shiny hubcap. He asks the waiter, what's with the hubcap? And the waiter sings, there's no plate like chrome for the holidays. Have a good day. Woodhaven.
Oh, yes. Big Fatty, he said Woodhaven did. And Jimmy Van, thank you so much. There's no place like chrome for the holidays. Yes, Big Fatty, it's just silly. but we love a good kerfuffle from Jimmy Bear. Now, Miss Bacon, since you're keeping score, any calls after Jimmy Baz here came after you made the rule about Woodhaven being the last thing you could say? So keep that in mind as we move forward. Yes, Big Fatty, and speaking of that, let's move forward.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Skip the Sater. You know, Sater69 on the Twitter, host of the Sater Sater podcast. I'm calling from my December 3rd phone call to enter the contest. I haven't decided if I'm going to call over the weekend because you don't have little shows, but I might. I'm thinking that if Scotty, the little bossy brother, calls, and you have a whole lot of the calls from the two of us, then on Monday you can have an edition of the Scotty and Scotty Show. I just play our calls. Okay, that's it. You have a wonderful day, my friend, and we will talk to you later. This is a Sater. Catch you later. Woodhaven.
Big Fatty, he sang it. I wonder if there's extra points for that. Probably not. But Sater, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your melodic tunes. And, you know, it's bad enough having the Vader and Bacon Show. I don't know if we could put up with the Scotty and Scotty Show. Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty questions today come to us from the WWW, from that Gus Chad. Big Fatty, he's the official artist of the BF. It's true. And Gus sent this first question in back on the 3rd of December. Big Fatty, try to remember. And it says, what is Woodhaven? And then he says, sah. So that would qualify as an extra entry, since he ended it on Woodhaven, and you know, sigh is so that doesn't really count as a word, but it's an excellent question, Gus Chad, and I think I've already answered it, but it's evidently when that Patrick Plane from up there in the New York, so nice to name it twice, gets ready to get off the choo-choo train, he calls home and says, Woodhaven, but that also tells Miss Bacon to hush up, because he's got to call home. Yes, Big Fatty! And then Gus Chad has another question, and he says, we often hear you say copyright Vera Charles, but has Vera ever copied you? Also, is the Haven Place an old folks' home, a retirement village, or a psych ward? Woodhaven, the Haven Place, I guess, is Woodhaven. Excellent questions, Gus Chad. It's trademark Vera Charles, and most everything that she does has been. Yeah, Big Fatty, you're gonna get in trouble. And as far as has Vera ever copied anything I said, I have heard Vera say it with me before, but she hates it. She hates it when she slips up and says something like that. Yes, Big Fatty. And the Haven Place, Woodhaven, is it an old folks' home, a retirement village, or a psych ward? Of those three, since Patrick Plain lives there, I would say it is a old folks' retirement village for crazy people. Big Fatty, but yeah, yes. So, anyway, I hope that answered your question. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that spot and crazy has gone crazy. Yes, Big Fatty, is just so many submissions. And y'all, I think they've been in the hopper for a while. Y'all, I think the last time we were over here, that Daniel Scott Angel I can't remember if we did this one or not, but we're going to do it now. It says the Big Fatty is looking at a plate of spaghetti and meatballs, and it says Bergwerder continues the theme of enormous balls in every aspect of his life. Big Fatty, those are a little small for you. Big Fatty, is that tapioca in the background? It may be. Peter G. Peter G. has spotted Big Fatty. It says Big Fatty giving a coal mine presentation, but his materials are a bit out of date, and y'all, it's the size of the donut hole down through the years. Big Fatty, it looks like something vulgar. And Music Mark. Music Mark spotted Big Fatty, a real page turner, and there's Big Fatty on the front cover of My Trip Down the Pink Carpet. Big Fatty, we love the pink carpet and Music Mark. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I didn't get a chance. Big Fatty, all of your music is beginning to sound alike. It's very true. Is it? Yes, Big Fatty, you get stuck in a rut. It's true. Could play the census music. No, Big Fatty, please move forward. Anyway, y'all, finished telling you about the weekend. Y'all, on Sunday, I got up and I made my coffee. And, y'all, I had bought my Nest thermostat. Big Fatty, is this going to be a technology report? Well, yeah, probably a little bit.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it.
The Big Fatty Technology segment brought to you by DI Plus. Check them out at dubiousintent.com.
So, y'all, I had asked Miss Kitty if he could come and help me install the thermostat. And he goes, Bergwerder, I think you can probably do it. And I said, well, I might. And, you know, I'd watched the videos and everything. And, y'all, I am very pleased and very proud of myself because, y'all, I installed my Nest thermostat all by myself. Big Fatty, I was there to assist. It's true, you were. You stayed out of my... Yes, Big Fatty, we stayed out of your way. And y'all, I have to say that it's really kind of neat, and I'm still learning about how it all works and everything. But y'all, I did the installation. Y'all, it even came, the thermostat even came with its own screwdriver, so you didn't even have that. And y'all, it really even a dummy could. Big Fatty, you just proved it. It's true. So anyway, I did that, y'all. Then I went out to the Honey Baked Ham store. Y'all, that had a coupon that if you bought a $50 gift card, you'd get a $5 gift card for free. And so, y'all, I went and got that. And because, you know, you can never have too many gift cards, especially from the Honey Baked Ham store. And, y'all, then I went to the PL1 Importers. I had a gift card for that, and I went and spent it and got some cute little things to decorate the villa. And, y'all, then I talked to the hats, and, y'all, I was in bed by 9 o'clock. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, one of the things I want to mention to you, many times during the month of December, y'all, Miss Lauren, y'all, she created a lot of crema artwork for me years and years ago, and I just love it. I just love it, and I just want to thank her as I do each year. And there you have it, y'all. At the beginning of today's show, you heard the kids from up there at the Stinky Orangutans, and Roger and Ricky. What does your holiday look like?
That sounds like Big Fatty.
Oh, I know.
Oh, Big Fatty. The Ricky must have had a sausage ball.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.